Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to
the
top.
Pastor Richards bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you for being with me. Thanks for staying with me. Thank you for your business. Please say that to your customers. Please say that to your prospects. Thank you for your business. I promise you, it never gets old. It's the two words that have never changed in the history of the marketplace. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Skip Miller, thanks for being here. Thank you for being part of my day. Thank you for your information. Thank you for being a great member of our Brain Trust.
It's always a pleasure. I have a great time, and I love helping small business owners out.
You do it well. The author of Proactive Selling, also Proactive Sales Management, founder of M3 Learning. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. Skip, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about getting organized, asking customers about their business. I call it contribute first, contract second.
Yep.
And then you got another letter in ask.
The third letter for that oak tree, right? Knock on that door. We have a tool, Jim, called the buyer's calendar, right? What's the buyer doing during the year as opposed to what we're doing? And in the first quarter, January, February, March, in January, they're launching their new plans, right? Now, they're kind of unsettled. Maybe they're behind. They got a lot of problems and stuff. Now's a perfect time to go knock on the doors in the month of January, right? Mm-hmm. To say, hey, as you're launching 14, where's your biggest hiccups, glitches? Maybe we can help. I don't know. What's up? So what typically in a sales world happens is January is sales kickoff time. February is, time to brush the dust off. Let's go prospect in March. And now you got 10 months to make a 12-month number. January, from a customer standpoint, is an absolutely gorgeous time to prospect as long as you ask the right questions. Not, let me come in and pitch, but,
right. Hi,
sir, ma'am, I understand you're launching probably some 14 issues. You probably got some challenges. Hey, I don't know if we can help or not. You got 10 minutes, you'll be surprised. So come up with a plan to knock on a specific number of doors. I'm going to knock on 50 doors this month, 30 doors, 100 doors. January is a perfect time to go knocking on doors.
Well, and especially if you're knocking on people who know you, on the doors of people who know you, people who you've already done business with. I mean, those would be the ones I'd knock on first, Skip, because
of course
I'd be knocking on those doors, and hopefully you've got a relationship that's close enough with them where they'll tell you what they learned at their sales, at their kickoff meeting when the company gave them their new direction, and hopefully you're close enough that they were thinking about you when they got the new information, and you can say, hey, tell me what you've learned. What's the new strategy for the new year? Where are you stuck? What are you afraid of? What are you scared about? Et cetera, et cetera. And how can I be part of the solution?
And, Jim, we all know what's the number one way of getting new referrals, new business, right, is asking for a referral.
That's right.
So, John, maybe I'll help you in June. Looks like it's really exciting. Do you happen to know anybody? I mean, we just talked about you launching your new book there, Jim. The only reason you're going to get a whole bunch of orders is you're going to ask for referrals.
Right?
So, knock on some doors, ask questions regarding what their plans are, have a specific number of knocks you want to, and don't forget to get referrals. That's going to really help you. So when you look at this whole launching of the oak tree, right, plant it, water it, watch it grow, first you got to get organized.
I'm going to recommend
time between now and the end of the year to do that.
I'm going to recognize something. I'm going to recommend something else, too.
This is going to
sound really weird. I'm going to recommend you also start thinking about 2015. Because some people, if you're B2B, some people their budget's already baked in the cake.
Or
maybe they've got a March 31 budget year, fiscal year. So maybe you can get in there for their 2015 year, which would start April 1st. But find out, if I'm B2B, if one of the first things I want to know is what their fiscal year is. But if they're on a calendar year, then you've got to be working right now to get on the budget for 2015, whether that starts in next December or next September or next March.
Because a lot of these, Jim, you're so right, because a lot of these places are going to sit back and say, huh, to put you on the list, I'm going to have to do something I hate to do, which means I'm going to have to change. I don't like to
right.
change. You know, the guy I got, he's got a couple scabs. He's really not the best. But you know what? You know, it's the devil I know. So change is a huge issue. People hate it. So if you can't get business now, there's nothing going on, why not say, you know, time traveling is a great sales tool. So why not say, okay, in 2015, if we would like to be a selected vendor, so at least, Mr. Smith, you've got options.
Right.
How would that process go? How can we actually help each other out, Ms. Smith?
Yep, absolutely. So just something to think about, folks. So get organized, ask the questions, and knock on the doors. That's Skip's advice to you, and it's an outstanding set of ideas. Skip, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I'll be there. Thanks again. You have a great holiday.
You too. See you then. Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.